Gillingham FC. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia at en.wikipedia.org. Gillingham Football Club is an English professional football club based in the town of Gillingham, Kent, currently playing in Football League One. The only Kent-based club in the Football League, they play their home matches at Priestfield Stadium. The club was founded in 1893 and joined the Football League in 1920. They were voted out of the league in favour of Ipswich Town at the end of the 1937-38 season, but returned to it 12 years later after it was expanded from 88 to 92 clubs. Twice in the late 1980s, they came close to winning promotion to the second tier of English football, but a decline then set in, and in 1993 they narrowly avoided relegation to the Football Conference. Between 2000 and 2005, Gillingham were in the second tier of the English League for the only time in their history, achieving a club record highest league finish of 11th place in 2002-2003. Section 1. History. For more details on this topic, see the article entitled History of Gillingham FC. For a statistical breakdown by season, see the article entitled Gillingham FC Seasons. Early years. In May 1893, the local success of a junior football side, Chatham Excelsior FC, encouraged a group of businessmen to meet with a view to creating a football club which could compete in larger competitions. New Brompton FC was formed from the meeting, incorporating a number of Excelsior players. The gentlemen also purchased the plot of land which would later become Priestfield Stadium. The new club played its first match on the 2nd of September 1893, losing 1-5 to Woolwich Arsenal's reserve side in front of a crowd of 2,000. New Brompton were among the founder members of the Southern League upon its creation in 1894 and were placed in Division 2. They were named champions in the first season, 1894-95, going on to defeat Swindon Town in a test match to win promotion. In the seasons that followed, the club struggled in Division 1, finishing bottom in the 1907-08 season, avoiding relegation only due to expansion of the league. Whilst the club's league performance was disappointing, the side did manage a famous cup victory over Football League First Division Sunderland and held Manchester City to a draw before losing in the replay. In 1913, the club renamed itself Gillingham FC, but performances remained disappointing. The team finished bottom of Division 1 in the 1919-20 season, but for a third time avoided relegation due to the subsequent elevation of all Southern League Division 1 clubs to form the new Football League Division 3. First spell in the Football League. In the first season of the newly created Football League Division 3, the 1920-21 season, Gillingham again finished bottom, and in the years to follow there was little improvement on this, the club continually finishing in the lower reaches of the bottom division. In 1938, the team finished bottom of the 3rd Division South and were required to apply for re-election for the fifth time since joining the league. This bid for re-election failed, with Gillingham returning to the Southern League and Ipswich Town being promoted in their place. Gillingham quickly established themselves as one of the stronger sides in the league, winning a local double of the Kent League and the Kent Senior Cup in the 1945-46 season. In the 1946-47 season, the team won both the Southern League Cup and the Southern League Championship, during which they recorded a club record 12-1 victory over Gloucester City. The Gills also won the league title in 1948-49. Return to the Football League. In 1950, plans were announced to expand the Football League Division 3 South from 22 to 24 teams, and taking into account their local success in the interim, Gillingham were re-elected to the Football League with a landslide vote. The team spent 8 seasons in Division 3 South before the restructuring of the league system for the 1958-59 season saw them placed in the newly created 4th Division. They remained in this division until 1964, when manager Freddie Cox led them to promotion, winning the first, and so far only, championship in the club's history. The team finished the season level on 60 points with Carlisle United, but with a better goal average, 1.967 against 1.948, which was the tightest league title finish in Football League history. After relegation back to the 4th Division in 1970-71, the Gills were soon promoted back to the third division in the 1973-74 season. After this, the club seemed to find its level in Division 3, regularly mounting a challenge for promotion, which ultimately fell short each time, never more so than in 1986-87, when they reached the playoffs, only to lose in the final to Swindon Town. During this period, the club produced future stars Steve Bruce and Tony Cascarino, who was famously bought from non-league Crockenhill in exchange for a set of tracksuits. In 1987, the Gills hit the headlines when, on consecutive Saturdays, they beat Southend United 8-1 and Chesterfield 10-0, the latter a club record for a Football League match. Just a few months later, however, manager Keith Peacock was controversially sacked, and within 18 months, the club had fallen into Division 4. The ensuing spell in the lower division brought little success, and in the 1992-93 Division 3 campaign, the Gills narrowly avoided relegation to the Football Conference. Recent highs and lows. Beset with financial problems, the club went into administration in January 1995, and by the end of the 1994-95 season faced the threat of being expelled from the Football League and closed down. In June 1995, however, a London-based businessman, Paul Scally, stepped in and bought the club for £1. He brought in new manager Tony Pulis, who led Gillingham to promotion in his first season, finishing second in the old Division 3, now Football League 2. In 1999, the Gills made the playoffs, but lost in the Division 2 playoff final to Manchester City. The Gills were 2-0 up with less than 2 minutes left, only to see City score twice, the equaliser in injury time, and go on to win 3-1 in a penalty shootout. Soon after the playoff loss, Pulis was sacked for gross misconduct, and Peter Taylor appointed manager. In the 2000-2001 season, Gillingham qualified for the playoffs again, where they faced Wigan Athletic in the final at Wembley Stadium. The game finished 1-1 after 90 minutes, but thanks to goals in extra time from substitutes Steve Butler and Andy Thompson, the Gills won 3-2 and were promoted to Division 1 for the first time. Taylor then left to manage Leicester City, and Andy Hessenthaler was appointed as player-manager. He led the club to their best ever league finish of 11th in the 2002-2003 season, but the following season saw the club narrowly avoid relegation on goal difference. Hessenthaler resigned as manager in November 2004, and new boss Stan Ternent was unable to prevent the Gills' relegation to League One. In the first season back at this level, Ronnie Jepson took over as manager and led the team to a mid-table finish. Section 2. Stadium. For more details on this topic, see the article entitled Priestfield Stadium. The Gills have played at Priestfield Stadium throughout their existence. The ground was originally purchased by the founders of the club through an issue of 1,500 £1 shares. Sources differ on whether the ground was named after the road on which the land stood, Priestfield Road, or whether the road was named after the ground. If the latter is the case, then the origin of the ground's name is unknown. The ground was extensively developed prior to the 1930s, but there was then little change until the late 1990s and the arrival of Paul Scally as chairman. Three of the four stands were demolished and rebuilt between 1995 and 2000. The fourth stand, known as the Town End, was demolished to make way for a new stand to be named the Brian Moore Stand after television sports commentator Brian Moore, who was a well-known Gills fan. But the club's financial situation has not allowed the new stand to be built, and a temporary stand has been put in place since 2004. From the 1st of June 2007, the stadium will be officially renamed the KRBS Priestfield Stadium as part of a new sponsorship deal with the Kent Reliance Building Society. At its peak in the 1940s, the official capacity of the stadium was listed as between 25,000 and 30,000, but subsequent redevelopments, the removal of terraces, and building of new facilities has seen this reduced to a current capacity of 11,582. It is rarely anywhere near full, however. In the 2005-2006 season, the average attendance at home matches was 6,664, just 58% of capacity. The ground has also hosted home fixtures of the England women's national football team. Section 3. Colours and crest. Although Gillingham have long been associated with the colours blue and white, the original New Brompton side wore a strip consisting of black and white striped shirts with black shorts. With the renaming of the club in 1913, the black and white strip was dropped in favour of red shirts with blue sleeves, emblazoned with the borough's coat of arms. The striped shirts returned after World War I, before finally being replaced with the now familiar combination of plain blue shirts and white shorts in 1931. More recent years have seen several variations on the blue and white colour scheme. Several late 1990s strips featured blue and black striped shirts, recalling the original New Brompton stripes. In the summer of 2003, it was controversially announced that the club's first choice shirts for the following season would be predominantly white rather than blue. The announcement received such a hostile response from supporters that the white strip was replaced by one featuring blue and black hoops, which had originally been earmarked as the team's second choice kit. The club's current crest is a shield divided vertically into halves of black and white stripes and solid blue, reflecting the club's original and modern kits. On the blue half is the county emblem of Kent, the white horse known as Invicta, albeit slightly altered from its normal form, as its mane is stylized into the letters of the word Gills. The club's motto, which appears on a scroll below the crest, is Domus Clemencium, the Latin for the home of the shouting men, an epithet associated with the town of Gillingham for several hundred years. The first sponsor's name to appear on Gillingham shirts was that of Italian home appliance manufacturers Zanussi, who sponsored the club from 1984 to 1987. Subsequent sponsors have been Chatham Maritime, 1987 to 1991, Medway Toyota, 1991 to 1994, Cannon Tool Hire, 1994 to 1995, Invicta FM, 1995 to 1997, Cool, 1997 to 1999, Medway News, 1999 to 2001, Sea France, 2001 to 2004, and MHS Homes Group, 2004 to 2007. With effect from the 2007-2008 season, the team's shirts will be sponsored by the Kent Reliance Building Society as part of the deal, which also involves the renaming of the club's stadium. Section 4. Players. Current squad. As of 8th of May 2007. Squad number 1. Player, Kelvin Jack. Position, goalkeeper. Country of origin, Trinidad and Tobago. Number 2. Duncan Jupp. Defender, Scotland. Number 3. Danny Jackman. Defender, England. Number 4. Michael Flynn. Team captain. Midfielder, Wales. Number 6. Ian Cox. Club captain. Defender, Trinidad and Tobago. Number 7. Andrew Crofts. Midfielder, Wales. Number 8. Mark Bentley. Midfielder, England. Number 9. Gary Mulligan. Forward, Republic of Ireland. Number 10. Dean MacDonald. Forward, England. Number 11. Nicky Southall. Midfielder, England. Number 16. Sean Clohessy. Defender, England. Number 17. Andy Pugh. Forward, England. Number 18. Craig Stone. Midfielder, England. Number 21. Matt Jarvis. Midfielder, England. Number 22. Danny Spiller. Midfielder, England. Number 24. Guilain Ndumbo Nsungu. Forward, Democratic Republic of the Congo. Due to financial constraints, the club does not currently operate a reserve team. However, it does field a youth team at under 18 level and operates a centre of excellence for boys in the under 9 to under 16 age groups. Notable former players. See the main article entitled List of Gillingham FC Players. International players. The club recognises 9 players as having gained full international caps during their time at Priestfield, although the status of one of these, that of Freddie Fox, is disputed. Current squad. Player, Ian Cox. Country, Trinidad and Tobago. Caps while at club, 11. Goals while at club, none. Total number of caps, 16. Total number of goals, none. Andrew Crofts, Wales. Caps while at club, 5. Goals while at club, none. Total number of caps, 5. Total number of goals, none. Current goalkeeper Kelvin Jack had appeared for Trinidad and Tobago 31 times earlier in his career, but has not gained further caps since signing for Gillingham. Former players: Brent Sancho, Trinidad and Tobago. Caps while at club, 7. Goals while at club, none. Total number of caps, 39. Total number of goals, none. Mamadi Sidibe, Mali. Caps while at club, 7. Goals while at club, 1. Total number of caps to be confirmed. Total number of goals to be confirmed. Tony Cascarino, Republic of Ireland. Caps while at club, 3. Goals while at club, none. Total number of caps, 88. Total number of goals, 19. Terry Cochran, Northern Ireland. Caps while at club, 2. Goals while at club, none. Total number of caps, 26. Total number of goals, 1. Damian Richardson, Republic of Ireland. Caps while at club, 2. Goals while at club, none. Total number of caps, 3. Total number of goals, none. Jason Brown, Wales. Caps while at club, 1. Goals while at club, none. Total number of caps, 2. Total number of goals, none. Freddie Fox, England. Caps while at club, 1. Goals while at club, none. Total number of caps, 1. Total number of goals, none. In 2006, Sancho became the first Gillingham player ever to play in the World Cup finals, and technically the first to score in the World Cup finals when he scored an own goal in the 2-0 group defeat to Paraguay. Section 5. Managers. For more details on this topic, see the article entitled Gillingham FC Managers' Records. As of April 2007, a total of 29 men have been appointed as manager of Gillingham since the post was first established. 1896 to 1906, William Groombridge. 1906 to 1908, Stephen Smith. 1908 to 1919, William Groombridge. 1919 to 1920, George Collins. 1920 to 1923, John McMillan. 1923 to 1926, Harry Curtis. 1926 to 1929, Albert Hoskins. 1929 to 1931, Dick Hendry. 1932 to 1937, Fred Mavin. 1937 to 1938, Alan Ure. 1938 to 1939, Bill Harvey. 1939 to 1958, Archie Clark. 1958 to 1962, Harry Barrett. 1962 to 1965, Freddie Cox. 1966 to 1971, Basil Hayward. 1971 to 1974, Andy Nelson. 1974 to 1975, Len Ashurst. 1975 to 1981, Jerry Summers. 1981 to 1987, Keith Peacock. 1987 to 1988, Paul Taylor. 1988 to 1989, Keith Birkinshaw. 1989 to 1992, Damian Richardson. 1992 to 1993, Glenn Roder. 1993 to 1995, Mike Flanagan. 1995, Neil Smiley as caretaker. 1995 to 1999, Tony Pulis. 1999 to 2000, Peter Taylor. 2000 to 2004, Andy Hessenthaler. 2004, John Gorman as caretaker. 2004 to 2005, Stan Turnant. 2005, Neil Cooper. 2005 to present, Ronnie Jepson. Section 6. Honours. Football League 4th Division. Champions 1963-64 season. Runners-up 1973-74 season. Football League 3rd Division. Runners-up 1995-96 season. Football League 2nd Division. Playoff winners 1999-2000 season. Finalists 1986-87 and 1998-99 seasons. Southern Football League. Champions 1946-47 and 1948-49 seasons. Runners-up 1947-48 season. Southern Football League Division 2. Champions 1894-95 season. Southern League Cup. Winners 1946-47 season. Kent League. Champions 1944-45 and 1945-46 seasons. Kent Senior Cup. Winners 1945-46 and 1947-48 seasons. Runners-up 1938-39, 1948-49, 1949-50 and 1994-95 seasons. AXA Giant Killers Award. Winners 1999-2000 season. Section 7. Statistics and Records. For more details on this topic, see the article entitled Gillingham FC Records. Goalkeeper Ron Hilliard holds the record for Gillingham appearances, having played 657 matches in all competitions between 1974 and 1990, while the record for appearances solely in the Football League is held by another goalkeeper, John Simpson, with 571 between 1957 and 1972. Brian Yeo is the club's all-time leading league goalscorer, having scored a total of 136 goals between 1963 and 1975. He also jointly holds the record for the most goals scored in a single season, having scored 31 goals in the 1973-74 season, equaling the record set by Ernie Morgan in 1954-55. The highest number of goals scored by a player in a single game is the 6 registered by Fred Cheesmuir against Merthyr Town in April 1930. The club's record home attendance is 23,002 for an FA Cup match against Queen's Park Rangers on the 10th of January 1948, a record which will almost certainly never be broken unless the club relocates to a larger ground, given that Priestfield Stadium's current capacity is approximately half that figure. The team's biggest ever professional win was a 10-0 defeat of Chesterfield in September 1987, although they had previously registered a 12-1 win against Gloucester City in the Southern League in November 1946. The Gills hold the record for the fewest goals conceded by a team in the course of a 46-game season, having conceded just 20 in the 1995-96 season, during which goalkeeper Jim Stannard kept 29 clean sheets. Section 8. Rivalries. Due to Gillingham's position geographically, there have traditionally not been fierce local rivalries with neighbouring clubs, as the closest other league teams are based in London. A 2003 fan survey revealed that Gillingham, along with Macclesfield Town, Stockport County, Torquay United and York City, were not considered to be rivals by supporters of any other club. Millwall are currently considered to be the closest the Gills have to local rivals. Swindon Town are seen by many older fans as the club's biggest rivals, stemming from bad-tempered matches between the two teams in 1979 and 1987. While Swindon fans generally do not consider Gillingham their biggest rivals, there was violence when they met at Priestfield in the 2005-2006 season, their first meeting since a promotion playoff match in 1987. Following their promotion in 1989, Maidstone United became Kent's second league side. A friendly rivalry with Gillingham developed over the following seasons, with several Kent derby games, until Maidstone's financial troubles forced them to resign from the league in 1992. Section 9. Gillingham in popular culture. The 2005 film Green Street, known as Green Street Hooligans in the USA, makes use of action sequences filmed during a match between Gillingham and West Ham United, although for unknown reasons the dialogue states that the team playing West Ham is Birmingham City. Section 10. See also. Brian Moore's head looks uncannily like London Planetarium. Webzine devoted to the club, which previously existed from 1988 to 2006 as a paper fanzine, named in honour of the club's most famous supporter, the late commentator Brian Moore. This sound file, and all text in the article, are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation Licence, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.